Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday DBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. This is the Healing Highway. So we'll clear the date for you. Today's date is May 8th, 2017. That's if you're on an archive. So here we go. Let's clear the date energy. Remember, the date today also recycled last year and all other previous years. And sometimes event situations happen, and it can be copy and pasted onto you on today's date of what happened last time throughout the year. So here we go. Releasing the date energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring up the light beams if you'd like to have those on your monitor screen. And here we go. Bringing in peace energy to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And if you have a situation going on, we'll clear that from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay, so we'll bring Elizabeth on. Are you all ready, Elizabeth?
Yep, I'm ready, and welcome everybody to our Monday afternoon show on the Healing Highway. This is Ron Ametron's Creation Lightship Healing Show, and you can find more information about Ron and his work by visiting his website, creationlightship.com. You can also find links to his YouTube channel and many other documents. If you have questions or you'd like to explore more after the show, feel free to do so. And if you're looking for the picture of the light being that Ron just energized with peace energy for the duration of the show, you can find that at creationlightship.com on the right side of the page, or by using our BBS radio chat links. They'll take you to a place where you can find that image. And you can also use those links to ask us questions during the fast chat feedback form during the show. And there's usually a link that's live at the top of creationlightship.com while the show is live. And you can also navigate to that through our bbsradio.com homepage. Or if you prefer, you can email us directly at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. So let's get started, I guess, Ron. You just finished up with an expo last weekend, I believe. And that was actually, 2 weeks ago now. Wow. Maybe I need to get into the present moment. It just seems like I haven't been doing this for a while. But yes, Ron was just at the expo in San Mateo. So if you were there and you would like to write in about your experience there, I know we've probably already had a lot of those on the previous BBS shows, but if you'd like to ask any questions, or maybe you're a new listener and you're just kind of trying to figure out how all of this works, so feel free to do so. And hopefully everyone had a great time at the expo and got a lot of great healings and felt very peaceful. So someone's actually asking, Ron, if you can clear the Friday, May 5th energy again, the Cinco de Mayo, I guess that is from Friday. I'm not sure if you did that, but someone's requesting it on today. So maybe we're still kind of living in the past, I don't know, from this weekend or whatnot. So I don't know if you feel like clearing May 5th, 2017. It seems like some people are still kind of on that timeline.
Okay, so here we go. And releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 920, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. There we go. That should probably feel much better for you. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks. And so our first question has to deal with the death barcode clearing. And this listener wrote in and said, I recently purchased the death barcode clearing, and on Saturday's BBS show, Ron mentioned to include release depression as an additional clearing. So after you run the 60-minute death barcode, do you then incorporate the depression, keying it in after your name, and run for 30 minutes or 60 minutes, continuing on with step two, emotional trauma release?
I'd probably do it for the longer time.
Okay.
Just to play it safe, you know? Oh, back to you.
Okay, so that was the death barcode healing. And you can find all of these clearings at creationlightship.com. And the technical name of that is actually the death barcode removal. And if you're curious about what that is or what death barcodes are, you can read all about that. And that clearing also includes the emotional stress death barcode. So those are energetic implants that actively are time-coded to eliminate your life force energy. And I should mention, too, pertaining to both of the questions we've had on the show so far, you can do some really simple physical exercises. One is to do your finger exercise, where you hold your finger about a foot in front of your nose, and then you would see if it's to the left or to the right, and you want it to be in the center, and you could just bring yourself back into the moment that way. That's, I guess, maybe directed toward whoever's feeling like they're still on the timeline from a couple days ago or maybe last week. You could bring yourself into the present moment, or if you're anxious and you're living into the future, you can do that. And the other thing you can do is the mind-to-heart drop. And there's instructions for both of those at the top of Ron's website, and we'll probably do the mind-to-heart drop at the end of the show. But all of those can help if you're feeling anxious or emotionally stressed or out of your present moment. Okay, so let's go back to the listener questions. And someone said, thanks for clearing May 5th again. They had a bad accident horseback riding on that day 1 year ago, and they said, I'll gladly take another clearing for that day.
We can do it again. So here we go. So focus on your condition, situation, and here we go. So clearing that out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And there we go. That feels pretty good to me. So, gets back to you.
Okay, great. And somebody else wrote in, and they said, what a great show. They were listening to, I guess, one of the shows last week, and the show described them to a T, and they're wondering how many times can they listen to that show and get the healings?
3 times.
Okay,
then,
so
you may want to decide how you want to approach. You know, what's beneficial with the clearing and get the whole lifetime one. 3 times it would work for you.
Okay, so all of the samples that you listen to that Ron gives out on the BBS shows will work 3 times. unless specified otherwise, or unless they are specifically, Ron says they're, you know, to work only during the live show. Okay, so someone is asking if they could possibly, there could possibly be some special attention given to the Mother's Day holiday on the Sunday intensive call.
Yeah, well, I'll see what happens. Even in the now, I can't always say, so we'll see what happens there. So I guess back to you.
Okay, yeah, it seems like they had a lot of questions about relationships and the only feeling...
Well, that sounds more like a life experience. Like relationship stuff, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, doesn't sound like maybe you've had the whole lifetime emotional clearing. So that's what you want to do if you haven't done that. So.
Yeah, well, we have Mother's Day in May and then Father's Day in June. And a lot of these holidays, I think, are created to trigger us into thinking about relationships that for most of us I don't think were all that great. So I guess the only clearing that I know of, and this listener also mentioned, is the resentment of motherhood clearing. But I think there are other clearings that you could probably apply to mother-father relationships, and especially some of the clearings that deal with your natal barcode. And many of the clearings go back through the generations, so that would probably address a lot of those concerns with relationships. And especially this person had mentioned dysfunctional relationships. So I think a lot of the times what's happening is those relationships are being brought to us through DNA and recycling over and over again, and we don't know when they started, but somehow that ended up affecting us here in the now. So a lot of the clearings have that option. They go back very far in many cases. So I think a lot of the times you can get a lot of benefit from doing that. Do you have anything to add to that, Ron?
No, just, you know, try to figure out where you're living and what energetic body you're living out of. So, fortunately, you know, even like when we go to the light shift and you request a healing, like on, you know, either the call that we're on or like on Saturdays, what happens is light beings see you as perfect. And so you request one particular healing that you're looking at, that's, you know, you're dealing with, we'll say maybe a pain or something, and you will be healed from that on the light ship. Now, the light beings, since they're not in judgment of you and can't really look at you and find out everything that's wrong with you, because you have to request that, that's the problem that most people are dealing with, in a sense, because you have so much stuff wrong with you. But you have to know what it is. That's why by doing the whole lifetime clearings, you get a lot of the stuff cleaned off of you. And when you are on the light ship, you know, that energy is released from you for what you're asking. But is it going to stay with you and stick down here? Well, if you have not cleaned out your visible energetic bodies that gave you the problem to begin with, you may not experience the healing that you're expecting. That's kind of the way to look at it as far as how the healings work. So it's up to you to clean out these bodies that contaminated you, and then instantly you could probably have some energies corrected as you go to the light ship, and they may work perfectly fine here, and you may feel great. A lot of people have like a misconception of what the light ship can do for you. And you, remember, you have all your DNA from all your ancestors. So it's probably hard enough for you to even think of a situation that you had yesterday and how many thoughts you had, how much contamination you have with your particular body from what you were thinking. Where is it stored in you? Do you have, all these ancestors for thousands of years probably, and, it can be very disconcerting what's going on. So that's sort of how I look at these energies here, as people are kind of concerned or wondering why not having, the healings that they're asking for. Just takes one of your ancestors to have something that maybe we don't have a clearing for. It's much like we're doing the Shackle Call this month. I think it's the last Saturday of this month, which is May. I think it's the 27th, I believe. I found it right now here. May 27th, we have our Shackle Call. And so when we do these clearings, you don't know that you have shackles put on you. You're perfectly fine. Everything's good. And then all of a sudden you go, wow, I'm feeling different because I have this shackle call. And my energies in my body feel great, and pains went away. So you really don't know what you're dealing with. So that's why just going to the light shift is not going to fix you for everything that you need. Remember, what's come up in this lifetime you know about, but it's still hidden inside of you, all the other stuff. So I guess the main thing that you need to do is just to keep looking at what body you're living in. Do you say the word fear a lot, or are you in fear? Do you get startled easily? Do you use the word, feeling, I feel bad today or something? So you need to look at all these different clues in order for you to go further with your healing. So back to you.
Yeah, and a lot of the times, Ron, all of that stuff is buried so deeply within our DNA and in our makeup, that's kind of part of incarnating here on this planet. You're given all of these programs and codes that you probably didn't want to sign up for because we're not on a planet of light here. So in order for you to get relief from all of these things that are affecting you, that's what the clearings are for, and that's why they were developed, I guess, by Ron to give us relief from all of these things that we weren't really part of. And I was thinking, too, with the person who had the question about relationships, if you specifically are having an issue, for example, say trust, maybe you had a hard time trusting your parents, or they weren't really reliable parents, or maybe they put you up for adoption, or I don't know, any number of situations. But if you have an issue with trust in relationships, it could be related to your parents. And if that's the case, then if you search for the trust clearing on creationlightship.com, you'll find that it gives you many different options for clearing that out, including the generations. So that would be probably the optimum person who would want to do that. You may not have to go back all the way. Maybe after you do generations 1 through 7, after you do the whole lifetime clearing, you'll feel relief. But a lot of these things are passed on to us, so it would depend on what your situation was, and like Ron said, what do you say to yourself on a daily basis? And that's great news about the May. I think you said May 27th, Ron, was the shackle call.
Yes, that's when it is. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody.
1 p.m. after lunch.
Okay, 1 p.m. Pacific time. So that was great because we had a couple of people writing in about that and asking for the shackle call, or suggesting that you do a shackle release call. And they were mentioning that it's close to Memorial Weekend and it would be a great way to help those in the military or former military, and includes all of us on special elite forces with the time-traveling soldiers. And they're wondering for the shackle call, can we be absentee for that, or do you have to be present for the call?
I think we could do absentee on it.
Okay.
I don't see any problem with that. So, yeah, you could do absentee on that particular call.
Okay, thanks. Okay, great. And let's see. Someone is asking about the whole lifetime emotional clearing, and they're saying, I'm sure you have said this many times, but on the subject of the emotional clearing, if we do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, should we do it more than once? Maybe for long periods of time if we have lots of junk accumulated from years past. I have the unlimited two, and I do that for my daily concerns.
Yeah, that's good on the unlimited. Doing the other one is only done once. You just need to do it one time, and then you're good to go. That's why you get the unlimited to stay current with your particular situation. Oh, back to you.
So I guess if we were talking about doing the emotional healing and you do that once for your whole life and then say you do have the unlimited, but then you're maybe having some trouble. Would you proceed to go on to the past generations clearing? Would that be a good way to look at that, Ron?
Yeah, that, and you may also want to check out, where else, might be another energetic body. You may think it's emotions because you believe it's an emotional type of situation. It may not be. So, you might want to look at another energetic body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a lot of bodies, fear body, feeling body, anger body. These are just some of the bodies that we get into when we are out of peace. So let's see what else. Oh, Ron, I was wondering if you felt like doing a sample clearing for the trust clearing for everybody on a trust issue, since that seemed to be coming up a couple times in the inbox tonight.
Sure. So here we go. Think of an issue. Remember, it's not going to clear everything that you are dealing with trust. So just see what you're thinking of. So here we go. Trust, releasing energies that you're looking at about not trusting. So one, or maybe even having too much trust. But here we go.
Right,
one.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Two, yep, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, there we go. That looks good to me. So how you're feeling, how the trust is for you.
Yeah, Ron, and that's a really good point about trusting too much, because I think a lot of people probably have had issues with that, or are almost, maybe then that turns into fear because they've been burned by someone in the past, so it kind of carries over into their present-day life. So a lot of that stuff is it's all really very related. And once you start looking at it and probably doing some of the basic healings and clearings, you'll be able to see that more clearly. So someone had a kind of an observation here. It's going a little bit off the current topic, but this is kind of interesting, so I'll just read it and then you can comment, Ron. But this person wrote in and said, I'm taking an economics course, and it is very apparent how the textbook is essentially a manual for managing slaves. The programming is so obvious that I'm amazed anyone would buy this stuff, But then I realize I can see what's going on because of doing Creation Lightship healings. I have done the education, IQ, cording, slavery, mental, and mind matrix clearings as well. Oh, I'm sorry. And these, as well as all of the other clearings, have allowed me to snap out of the mind control present everywhere on this planet.
Boy, that's something. Yep, I guess being aware is very good. So.
Yeah, it definitely changes your perspective, I would say, and a lot of the times people find that, you know, I don't know, books that they've had don't mean as much to them anymore, or like this listener, they've discovered the real meaning of what's behind the words, and a lot of people find it very mental. So it's I would say it's kind of a release to know that. Okay, so someone has a suggestion for the shackle removal call that we were talking about earlier. And someone said a good reminder is to do the similar word clearings related to shackles, like bond, enslavement, yoke, servitude, etc. For example, you'd find synonymous words with shackles and run those words on the alien keyword intercept. The healing will be more complete. It was freeing for me when I did the shackles call. So what they're talking about there is Ron offers a free healing, and it's called the alien keyword intercept, and you can find that on the left side of the page underneath the healing login, and you can put those words in there, excuse me, and do clear the words, clear the energy off the words, so you might have a better experience if you do some of those synonyms for slavery. Okay, so thanks for writing in with that question. And someone's asking, Ron, I don't know if we're still checking this, but they're asking if the Earth in alignment?
Well, let me see here. Yeah, but as far as I can tell, we're okay with that. So thank you for asking.
Okay. Okay, great. Thanks. And another person asking, can we go to the lightship tonight since we are talking about it?
Oh, not tonight.
Okay. They said the library is never open on Saturday, so I guess they're listening from maybe from a public computer. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, here's an interesting one. This listener is using the love it out of your life technique. And they said last night they did over 2,000. I guess they said this, I love lack of money. Then ask myself, how does this make me feel? I realized that not having enough money made me feel embarrassed. So this morning I did another 1,000 of I love lack of money again, and to my amazement, I had no feelings or emotions, no thoughts around this feeling of lack. Instead, I felt very relieved. I felt great. Ron should discuss this love it out of your life technique more often. This technique is amazingly effective. So, Ron, do you want to talk a little bit briefly about that and what it means and how you do it? It's actually a good reminder. I haven't been doing that one in a while.
Well, you want to figure out what your situation is, and just say that the money situation. So maybe you're afraid of money being, maybe you're afraid to have more income, which might sound a little weird for some people, as you say this year, but maybe you're afraid of having income because you may spend it. And maybe you had a problem that you actually spent the money before when you had a lot of it, and now you're kind of leery of that, or maybe you have an illness. We could, I guess the main illness that people get that they're, in fear of is cancer. So we'll switch it over to that. So what you have now is cancer. You just went to the doctor and they said, you have cancer. And naturally it's something that's pretty awful when you look it up on the internet. And by doing so, now you're getting stuck into more cancer timelines, but that's what people will be doing typically. See what's wrong with them and how they can maybe remedy it or what their life expectancy is. But anyway, so the doctor goes, you have cancer, and now you're in fear. So that's, by the way, the fear process here. So what you want to do then is say, I love my cancer. And right away, you're not really going to want to say it because you may want to make it throw up because all that fear energy is coming up into you, which means you better do your whole lifetime fear clearing. Okay. But from there, what you do is you say, I love my cancer, and then you want to look at how do you respond to that, okay? Are you afraid of, maybe you only have a couple of friends, and you have your dog, which is your best friend, or your cat, and you know that the doctor said, well, let's see, you've got cancer, you're going to be, a year from now, you're probably going to be buried, you're not going to live here because the cancer is going to take you over. And so now it is, I love my cancer, and what's going to happen to you? I'm afraid of losing my best friend, my dog. Or I'm afraid of losing my friends. I'm afraid of this or that. I'm afraid to die. Whatever the thing is that when you say it makes you kind of like want to throw up. That's the core issue, what you're in fear of. So from there, what you do is you keep saying it, and you say it, and you say it, and you say it. And at some point, after maybe 1,000 times or more, you're going to feel better. Then look at something else, because you're getting rid of the fear of it by talking it out loud. You may want to have a friend be with you in case you, feel like you're going to faint or something. And they may have a similar issue. So from there, just keep saying it and saying it and saying it. And eventually, after you do that issue, maybe you're also afraid of something else. And maybe you have a lot of stuff that you collected in your life and you have nobody to give it to, so you're afraid that people, are going to be taking your stuff, buzzards do with bones, they clean the bones off animals that die. So you're afraid of all these people, maybe your relatives you don't like. Maybe you're afraid of your relatives stealing your stuff. Don't like them. So you keep saying this over and over again, different issues. And at some point, you're going to realize that, wow, I'm free of this now. When you get free of it, and you can say, I love my cancer without having your insides twist on you, then you know that you now have the energy and the blockages are released from you, so you can now start to do the healings, and it will work very quickly and fast. So hopefully that's a way of doing that to help you out. And it'll work with any issue that you have. So whatever you look at, when you say that, I love this, which is what you really hate, and that issue, and you may have like 4 or 5 issues attached to it. You just got to look at it each time. And look at it and say, okay, am I ready to go? Is this better? And then you go, oh, geez, it's not. So then you got to look some more. Anyway, I guess back to you.
Yeah, I think that really covers it well, Ron, and I think a lot of people do have those big fears. They usually do have to do with health or money or losing one's home or, things like that nature. Those generally are the ones you hear people talking about, and it is a rather unique exercise. And if anybody else out there has done it and has had a similar result, or maybe you had a very different result, please write in and let us know. Once again, you can always email us through the fast chat links, and those can be found at the BBS homepage and at the top of creationlightship.com while the show is live. And you can also send questions during the show to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So the next question is dealing with alien attacks and entities, and it has to do with an addiction. So this listener was asking, if I want to stop eating sugar, Ron mentioned it could be an entity causing this to happen. Would I do the alien attack removal or alien entities clearing, and what is the difference between the two?
Well, the alien attack is designed when the aliens are, like, coming into your room, they're around you, you know that you're being, messed with. So that's what that one is for. The entity clearing, you probably want to do entities, but it may not be an alien, you know, energy that, you know, that's affecting you. Well, that's what I'd recommend. Just strictly do the entity clearing.
Yeah, and there is a whole lifetime entities attachments removal. And many of our addictions come about from the entities that reside in us. So I think sugar, craving sugar, would fall under that category. I don't know if you want to talk about this, Ron, but how do entities that are emotional bodies of people who have passed on are different from alien entities?
I don't know. You're getting into something with alien stuff, and I'm not really that well versed on that.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if there was a difference.
Going into something that I have not researched, or even want to go that way. So.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. Okay. Thanks. All right. So, I guess the best way to approach that would be just to do maybe the whole lifetime entity clearing. Okay, getting back to the topic we were just discussing, the love it out of your life technique, this listener was asking, can we love a person out of our life, for example, those that have a negative effect on our life? Thanks.
Give it a try, I guess. You're taking away the resonance that's inside of you, and also that's basically it. You're taking away that energy. Oh, that's how I would look at it.
Yeah, and a lot of the times I find once we start doing the clearings, it becomes really easy to block people out because you don't want to deal with their negativity. And I also, Ron, I know sometimes people feel bad about this or sad that they can't, you know, be with this person or talk to them anymore. So in that situation, what would you recommend to sort of clean up any of those loose ends that may be left over from, say, like a previous relationship or a friendship that you kind of realize is something you really shouldn't be around anymore, like a person you shouldn't be around anymore?
Ah, boy.
I was thinking like having something to do with resentment, but I don't know if you have any other suggestions.
I don't have a clue on that one, you know.
Okay.
It might be a soul family energy. You could look at that.
Okay.
It's hard to say what you can do. Maybe the listeners out there have at that situation, they can send us something that they have done that they felt, have worked for them on releasing themselves out of a relationship.
Yeah, because a lot of the times, like I know we've been talking a lot about familial relationships with, you know, Mother's and Father's Day coming up, but I think a lot of people we meet in our lives do become part of our lives, and they may or may not be necessarily what, I don't know, a lot of the times it's fear or other issues that motivate us to have these friendships, and I think sometimes that would probably fall into the soul family category, and it might be a good idea to take a look at that, like Ron said, if you're having issues related to people in your life that you kind of want to let go of, but for some reason you can't. So that clears out a lot of the contracts and past lifetime issues that you might be having that are lingering, that are attracting you to these people in the current lifetime. And again, if anybody has any suggestions about that, or maybe they've done the soul family disconnection clearing, I know that is a very big clearing, and it takes quite a number of hours to do. So if anybody would like to write in about their experience with that, we would welcome your commentary. So I guess we should move on to the next question, and it's about the keywords we were talking about earlier. And this listener was confused about how many words can go in the keyword clearing box. They were thinking it was just one word at a time, but maybe it's more. And they're wondering if you could just specify, Ron, how to go about doing that, the keyword intercept.
Yeah. Each word is separate.
Yeah.
So if you want to put in 20 different, if you have 20 things going on, you have to do each one separately. So that's what you want to do. Can't put a bunch of words in at once and clear them.
What about phrases?
You can probably put that in there. That may work fine.
Okay. Like if you keep hearing the phrase, oh my God, or something, you could use that as an alien keyword.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. So, okay, someone has a little testimonial here, and they're saying more energy, less pain. They wrote in that before doing the whole life and death barcode removal and the spirit in the box conference call, just vacuuming and the cleaning of their house exhausted them. They had to stop and rest every 15 minutes. And now they write, now I do all the cleaning without a pause and go garden and mow the lawn right after. Thank you so much.
Great. That's good.
Okay. Oh, here's one about entities. Someone's asking, what is the difference between the entity's whole lifetime clearing and the weekly entity removal conference call?
Say that one again.
They're asking what the difference is between the whole lifetime entity clearing and the weekly entities removal conference call.
Oh, well, the one that we do... The one online clears your whole life of the entities.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get on, so that one is a whole different situation. When you get on the conference call, then you're picking up entities that you know are with you that may have attached you very heavily maybe after you've done that call, or ones that you are relating to, that may have got onto you the same day. Maybe that call is on Friday. So maybe Friday morning something jumped on you, so you can get on the call and get it off of you. Well, they're both different. And you could even maybe do the whole lifetime one, and they get the unlimited. That could help you too. I put it in there, but you know, we're doing this live, and a lot of people can focus more on what their situations are. Because you're, you know, we probably go through maybe 20 different entities that could be the same situation or different ones for you. Go back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And yeah, I think a lot of the times we do pick up things during the week, and maybe you know, we had to go to a hospital or we work outside of the house, and we have to deal with people on a weekly basis. And I'm sure a lot of listeners out there experience this. You kind of have like a weird feeling when you come home at the end of the day and you're not sure why. So a lot of the times that's why it's a great idea to get on the Friday call to just sort of deal with the day-to-day. And then the whole lifetime would, as Ron said, pertain to whatever the whole lifetime entities, attachments you've had. Okay. So someone else is asking about the conference calls and water charging, and they're wondering, do you always do water charging for the conference calls, and how long does the water charge last?
Yeah, we always do water charging and last for one day or the day that you're on. It could last maybe it could possibly last for the next day, but normally you want to drink the water. You know, if you're listed on the call and it's like 9 o'clock at night for you, then it will work that day and the following day for you. So the one day max.
Okay, great. And we already did this, but we had another question about if you could review the Love It Out of Your Life technique. And I guess there is an archive dated December 10th of 2014. And they're wondering if there are any additional techniques since 2014. And they're saying it is a fabulous technique, more powerful than any other I have tried in the spiritual community. So that archive, I guess, where Ron discusses that is 12/10/2014 for the Love It Out. And I guess this listener is going through the archives and found that.
Great.
So that's great, yeah. And we did actually talk about that at length a little bit earlier in the show. Someone's just wondering if there's going to be a body organ rejuvenation healing conference either this month or in June, and they thought they heard one was coming in the spring. So they're wondering if you know about that, Ron, or any dates available yet, and they're hoping that there will be a body organ rejuvenation.
I think we are going to be doing something.
Okay. Okay, so we're working on that, and just stay tuned. Okay, just looking for some more questions here, Ron. Let's see. Someone's asking if you could clear the date of August the 13th, 1943.
Oh, boy. Like a heavy day on this program now.
Okay. Okay, and somebody else is asking, they've been having a great pulling pain in both of their arms, and it feels like an attack. They've been doing timeline crashes on it, and nothing's changed, and they're wondering if they should be doing something else. Wow, it sounds like an alien attack to me, which is what we were just talking about, Ron, but any input for the listener on that?
That sounds pretty correct to me, so yeah, I would do that. Get on the alien attack page and do that.
Okay. All right, thanks. So the alien attack removal would probably be a good place to start. All right, and let us know if that works for you or if anybody else out there has done that and felt relief. Please let us know in the questions to CLS Questions. And let's see. Not really seeing anything here. Somebody wrote in, let's see, I've always been a giver and not that good at receiving. Recently started using the self-empowerment healing to change this. In the drop-down box, I selected resistance to change. Then in the description box, I explained how and where my situation, I need to start receiving help. And they put in help with caring for my mother, help with chores, help with home repairs. And they've been running this continually for a few days now. And they said, well, guess what is happening? Help has been showing up since I set this clearing on my monitor. I will keep this going a few more days or until I feel less overwhelmed. So they're using the self-empowerment healing and they're clearing their own resistance to change, and it looks like help is showing up.
Very good.
Ron, did you want to comment on that at all, or just?
Yeah, it just sounds good to me.
Okay.
It's good that that's happening. They are getting people to come into their life to help out. What you could also do maybe is go onto your psychic billboard and do something with that to help out too.
Okay, great. Yeah, psychic billboard is a really great clearing. Well, we should probably talk about that one maybe on next Monday's show. And I think we have time for about one more question. And someone is asking, what clearings would you recommend for the physical, mental effects, and mood changes of menopause? For example, irritability and temper issues. I was thinking resentment of motherhood, but I don't. That's the only one that came into my mind.
Yeah. Be here now, clearing.
The be here and the now. Yeah, that's a good one. And do the mind to heart drop too.
Yes.
That's a tough one. I feel like women's issues are always tough to clear. But I did want to mention, too, before we wrap up the show here, the special 8-hour healing intensives are coming this weekend, I believe. They start on May 13th with the Saturday 4-hour Ascension Prep Call, and then they continue on that following Sunday, May 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. And there's also that special shackle removal call that Ron mentioned, which is Saturday, May 27th, 2017. And you can always go to creationlightship.com. At the top of the page, you'll see all the headings there for more information if you're interested in attending any of those intensive healing conference calls with Ron and the Creation Lightship. So back to you, Ron, for any final thoughts.
Well, we'll just do the mind to heart drop here. And, you know, we have our calls, like we said, this weekend coming up. Here we go. Very simple. Say this out loud. So I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Very, very simple. And then we'll do that exercise by counting from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Perfect. Here we go, everybody. So hopefully you're feeling great, wonderful, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Blessings.